Hello, my name is Marcon Abouzari. This is Geopolitics Podcast. And topic of this episode is Middle East Economic Union. Now I'm recording this podcast as 2020. Iran and Saudi Arabia are two enemies competing with each other, and they have limited diplomatic relations through different channels, and they don't even directly talk to each other. And there is multiple problems between two nations. And there is possibility of future conflicts between these two countries. And we need to find a way to make alliance between Iran, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, and Egypt, between all four of them, to prevent the future wars. Well, Saudi Arabia is very important. It's both on Persian Gulf and it's on the Red Sea. And controls one of the most, not full control, but has the capability to block Red Sea, most important waterway on the planet Earth. And which is used for $100 trillion of trade annually. Iran is sitting on the crossroad of land transit, meaning the trains from India, China, or any other part of the world wanting to go to other parts of the world have to go through Iran, because Iran is from Caspian Sea to Persian Gulf. So controls both sides of controls the land transit, and Saudi Arabia is on the most important waterway. Egypt and Sudan are also on most important waterway. Egypt is also on the Mediterranean Sea, so it's both on Red Sea and Mediterranean Sea. Red Sea also has countries like Eritrea, Djibouti, Yemen, and Somalia. Somalia is very important, and we have also Eritrea. Eritrea occupies a large shore, coastal areas of the Red Sea. Djibouti is on Bab el-Mandab and connects Ethiopia to open sea and is used as a corridor into inner Africa. Sudan is divided into South Sudan and Sudan. And Yemen still controls Bab el-Mandab and has multiple islands on Bab el-Mandab and Gulf of Aden. It's not the Gulf of Aden, but Aden. And there are also very important islands belonging to Yemen. And Yemen could have been very powerful, but is under assault and war with Saudi Arabia, UAE, and United States of America. And recently, 7 million people have been killed in Yemen. There have been a major genocide in Yemen. After we brought Morsi and Akhwan al-Muslimin, or Muslim Brotherhood, in power in Egypt, we started giving them technology, satellite technologies, and other means of advancing Egyptian nation. But then, since they had some, they given some help to people of Gaza in Palestine or in Israel, and they allowed the access of cements and food to people of Gaza, the America and Israel overthrew and had a coup in Egypt, removing the Morsi and establishing al-Sisi. And al-Sisi is, you know, not friendly with Iran and is very close to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has also a direct role in overthrowing Egypt. Before Egypt being overthrown, Qatar had invested $7 billion in Egypt, and they lost their investments after overthrow by Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Saudi USA of Morsi government. Yemen has lost majority of its population. Somalia has lots of problems. And Saudi Arabia is stable, but Mohammed bin Salman is a very dangerous crown prince who could kill millions of people again, because he had killed 7 million people in Yemen. But we don't want to harm image of Saudi Arabia at this time, because we want to develop the nation and make them more advanced country. But we want to prevent them from declaring war on other countries and engaging other countries in Persian Gulf and Middle East as they engage Yemen. Saudi Arabia has also placed a blockade on Qatar. Saudi Arabia has placed a blockade on the ports in Yemen, and Israel has placed a blockade on Gaza. We have mass protests in Iraq, and they recently changed the Prime Minister of Iraq, and there is also a civil war in Syria. Civil war has slowed down, but at this time, Assad is trying to get in control of northwest of Syria, which is very important because Syria must be united under one Syrian government, and that government will be Assad's government. There's also Oman in Middle East and some other countries, and Turkey. Turkey has good relations with Iran. Turkey has good relations with Russia. Turkey also has mediocre relations with the United States of America. But Turkey is considered an ally of the United States of America and is friendly with Iran and Russia. There's also lots of details and inner workings of these conflicts and these competitions. They have created an arena of competition between different major forces of the planet Earth, meaning there are major forces, deep states and mind controls and other deep governments which each control these different parts of these Middle Eastern nations. For example, one force controls Turkey, another force controls Iran, another force controls Saudi Arabia and Egypt. We do not like it as such, because we have the conditions similar to pre-World War II era, where when we have multipolar European Union or Europe, France, Germany, Britain, even Italy and Spain, each competing for their own interests. But we don't want such case for Middle East, because it will lead to a major war which would decimate the Earth, because when these three nations start combating each other, the whole Earth will be also engaged by, you know, producing military equipment or by sending soldiers. We have experienced major world wars and like global scale wars, we don't call them world war, but major scale wars in Middle East in the past centuries. So we want to prevent such world war by making an alliance between Iran, Saudi Arabia and Egypt. And these alliances must shape very fast. We do not want to have, you know, a slow conversation. Now slowly we establish diplomatic relations and then they sabotage it by, you know, attacking an embassy or a terrorist activity or any such case. We want to establish an alliance between Saudi Arabia, Egypt and Iran within 1 to 2 weeks. And we can get there if these major forces do not compete with each other. Now, also, Turkey must keep its close relations with Iran, and in future we may also bring Saudi Arabia, Egypt and Turkey close to each other. But for the time being, Turkey stays close to Iran and Russia, but not very close to Saudi Arabia and Egypt, because there is a multiple step pathway we must take toward a total alliance between Middle Eastern nations. Now, we also want to start a Middle Eastern economic union between Iran, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Persian Gulf nations, Oman, Yemen, and Red Sea nations, Egypt, and Turkey, and Syria. All the countries, including Afghanistan and Pakistan, and possibly in future, Central Asia and Caucasus. But we started slowly and include like 5 major countries in an economic union, like Middle Eastern Union or Middle Eastern Economic Union. And we slowly work our way up to include all the nations in the central Earth or central regions of the planet Earth. And this is a very important project we have had for decades and centuries, but they obstruct us by different projects and means they have. Now we have the upper hand at this time, and we are trying to make this alliance. But they sabotage us every time we try to make such alliance. For example, we try to make friendship between India and Pakistan, and we started building a railroad between India and Pakistan. But they sabotaged it by a terror activity in Jammu and Kashmir, and India and Pakistan stopped the talks for achieving a peace deal. And they have done this every time we try to bring Iran and Saudi Arabia close to each other. And they have done this multiple times, multiple thousand times throughout history. They have means of influencing geopolitical events by terrorist activities or delivering assaults, military assaults and military attacks on other countries to force and changes in our plans by some terror activities. But we also have weather warfare, earthquakes, hurricanes and volcanoes to target the USA. And we can also use such means to shape the path according to our will. And they must obey, and they must make alliance between these countries. Now, what's the path for making such alliance? We will establish a work group between Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Egypt. And they will sit in Iran, and they will talk. And they will build a building, a government, and they will be working 24/7, 7 days a week, for a couple of years, or a couple of weeks, and rapidly formulate an alliance between Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Egypt. And Iran must control Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Sudan by its intelligence agency, by its mind control, and by its Islamic Republic of Iran government. And they have the capability to bring prosperity to these nations. And we will slowly add other nations to this alliance. So we started a work group in Iran, a government, a central office for Middle Eastern Economic Union. After establishing alliance between Iran, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, and Egypt, we will add Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and other nations afterward. It is February 3rd, 2020, and they must start talking right now. And there is no further delay allowed. Now.